Welcome to the Soul of Business. My name is Heidi Stevens, and I'm a coach for women entrepreneurs just like you. My intention for this podcast is to share tools and techniques that I've found invaluable as I've built and scaled businesses over the past 10 years. My mission is to help you uplevel your mindset, get clear on your strategy, and access your intuition to create a business and a life better than you think is possible. Think of this podcast as your weekly dose of inspiration and place to go for tools, techniques, and the perspective shift that you need to go out and get what you desire. Let's get started. Well, hello there, my loves. It is the end of December, and oh my gosh, this year is starting to come to a close. If you're anything like me, it has finally dawned on you that it is Christmas and Hanukkah in just a couple of days. And there's a bit of a scramble happening right now in my house, just getting things ready and trying to wrap up a couple of projects with work as well as get things ready for next week for the holidays. We're going to be heading out of town for a couple days to the desert, to Palm Springs, to see my folks. And then we are back in town. We've got family coming from Maine. Kenny's sister is getting married on New Year's Eve. So it feels like once we get back from Christmas, it's going to be family until just after the new year. And then I just booked Kenny and I a little 3-day getaway at the beginning of the year, which we never do. We never actually go away. We typically do this in our house. But as any of you mamas know, trying to really find the time to do anything together as a couple in the house, especially for the holiday break, is crazy. So we're going to head back out to the desert and have my parents help with the kids and get a little bit of spa time and really set some intentions for 2020. If you guys have been coming to my live events, you know that I have been feeling this call to really ease into this year and not make any hardcore plans or, you know, kind of just really have some grace and some ease around what 2020, it is a new decade. It is a new year. I, as most of you know, have just feel like I have fully surrendered and made some really big shifts this year internally, which are happening, in my business and have resulted in a lot of the content that's been being created both in the live events and in the online membership portal for the Feminine Collective. And there's just a real freedom happening inside of my body for myself. And I can hear it even in my voice as I share this with you. There's just a lot of grace, which I'm sure my little Grace has brought in this last year and a half. So I'm really looking forward to this new year. And it feels like with a new lens. It feels like I'm looking forward to it and I'm curious about it and I'm excited for it. But I'm also, there's really no forcefulness happening. And there's, again, there's just a lot of freedom in the unfolding and the allowing. And what I wanted to share with you today is two rituals that I have done in the past years and that I'm intending to do in the next 2 weeks before the end of the year. And I offer these up as ways to really round out the year on a high note. You know, I think so many of us that are go-getters and driven and ambitious, it's so easy to just kind of go, okay, maybe this year wasn't everything that I wanted. I'm just going to push it behind and move on to the next year and just be ready to hit the ground running, you know. And there's really some wisdom in getting every last bit out of this year that you can and really looking at both the ups and the downs as to where did I grow and how did I expand and what did I learn from these experiences. And so, you know, just kind of take note of these two exercises and tune in to if these would feel good and feel supportive for you to do. And if they would, then I highly, highly recommend that you complete both of these before the end of the year so that you can go into 2020 without a real clean slate and a and like a truly like kind of higher vibration, meaning if you just kind of push 2019 away and go, okay, it wasn't what I wanted, or I didn't hit my goals, or I'm kind of stuffing something down that is still there for me to learn from it, you're not really running from it. You know, it's not that just a new year. It doesn't really work that way energetically. Like the lessons are always there for us to learn. And so this is an opportunity, you know, during those quiet moments. I know that people are traveling and there's a lot of family time and kids are home, but there are some extra quiet moments in the next two and a half weeks that we really can use to incubate, to reflect, and to heal, and to really just wring out every last bit of 2019 that's available to us. So the first exercise is one that you can do now. You do not need to wait till the end of the year on this. And I recommend that you start it now, and that may be something that you go to on a nightly basis, potentially during your bedtime routine, or maybe you'll do it as part of your morning meditation and journaling process. I want you to start writing down everything that you are grateful for 2019. And as you're making this list, I want you to think of the big things that you're grateful for, and I want you to think of the small things that you are grateful for. And I want to challenge you to make a list of 100 things that you are grateful for in this year, that you are proud of yourself that you accomplished, that you are celebrating as you enjoy a glass of champagne or kombucha or a cocktail as you ring in the new year. Just really breathing in everything that you are grateful for. And I'm guessing that the first, when I've done this exercise in the past, the first 10, 15, maybe even 20 come pretty easy. Like, yep, grateful for this, grateful for this experience, grateful for, you know, all these things in my family and my home and this thing that I did and this thing that I created. And then it's going to start to stretch you. And so again, you don't need to do this all in one sitting. Maybe you come back to it and just continue tuning in and really allow yourself to stretch into more gratitude, into more appreciation, into more celebration. You know, I think on one of my most recent podcasts, I talked about how the energy of gratitude and the energy of appreciation is the highest form of vibration, the highest frequency that you can sit in. And so while there's a lot of, you know, gratitude in and of itself has become a word that's thrown around all too much, and the truth is that there is so much dynamic energy and so much powerful energy when you sit in gratitude. And so for you to stretch more into this, to expand more into this, to dive underneath the layers and look at what are all the bits and pieces, again, the small things, the areas that maybe felt challenging and that you actually learned from, the mistakes that you made, that you grew from, the areas that you continue to build yourself both inwardly and outwardly as a leader, as an entrepreneur, as a partner, as a mom, as a woman in this world, things that you invested in, things that you listened and tuned into your intuition, little things that you reached out and got out of your comfort zone around, the things that you started, the things maybe that you didn't start, like what was the lesson in that? Anything that you are thinking, oh, I wish I could have, I should have, I would have, if, where is the lesson in that? And how can you actually pour love and gratitude and appreciation on all those bits and pieces inside of yourself that perhaps you may be judging or wanting to push away or wanting to say, okay, this was this year and I'm just going to move on and do it in the new year? Actually, let's shine light in those areas that may be feeling a bit dark or that may be feeling like you just want to push down or not look at. Let's actually lift those up and allow those to come up and out of your body and actually shine so much gratitude on and appreciation and really look at how those made you a better person, a better woman, a better entrepreneur, a better mom, a better wife. And so, as you make this gratitude list, again, just loving on it, loving on yourself, loving on all the people around you, notice how your vibration and frequency shifts as this list gets longer. And as you go into the new year, as you go into the last 2 days, just maybe perhaps revisit this list and remember all the things that you are celebrating. So that is one exercise to do. The next exercise is similar but slightly different. You may want to do both of them. You may want to pick the one that feels more in resonance with you. It is an activity. For those of you who have been following me for a few years, you probably remember me sharing about it last year. I actually think I did a webinar on it last year. This year we are doing a podcast episode. So here is the information. This is something that Kenny and I have done almost every single year. We go back and we revisit the year by months. And oftentimes I'll pull out my calendar and or my journal, and I'll use the calendar as a reminder of things that happened throughout the months, and both in my personal and professional life. And I will write down month by month the things that I am celebrating and also the things that were really challenging and that I learned from, that I grew from. And it just jogs. It's a way to really jog your memory by going and looking at the calendar. And this is something that Kenny and I have just really, I recommend that you do the gratitude list on your own. But then this process, if you are in partnership, it is something nice to do because most likely there were a lot of things that happened as a couple, trips that you took, experiences that you had, decisions that you made as a partnership. So you'll look at it month by month. In January, we went here. In February, we did this. In March, we completed this launch. In April, you know, you had this big win, et cetera, et cetera. And then you'll also look at, oh yeah, this was a really hard time for us, or this was a hard time for me, and this is what I learned, and this is what I'm celebrating. And so just go through, and I typically will do a bullet point. Maybe sometimes I'll like write a little picture or something, or do a little, you know, doodle. And really just go into the final moments of 2019 celebrating this year. This exercise has actually been something that Kenny and I have done often, actually in the evening at the end of the year. We haven't, we're not ones that like go out and do a huge party for New Year's Eve. And so we'll open a nice bottle of champagne and put the kids down. And this has been one of our rituals. We won't be doing it this year because his sister is getting married on New Year's Eve. So we will do this exercise probably a few days before. But it's something that I like to start typically on the 30th. I'll finish on the 31st with him. And then really toast and cheers to that. And it's just such an intentional way, you guys, to round out the year. Like, that's what this is all about. These are very, you know, kind of clear instructions on intentional processes that you can do to pull from the year everything that is there for you. And so that you can then look at 2020 and stay close, because as this month goes on and in the new year, I'm going to be sharing my own processes of how I'm setting the intentions and what I'm doing as far as my plans, and both in business and personal. But it still feels a little bit too early for that energetically for me. Like, again, there's a real ease around this new year and this new decade that I'm feeling called to do. And so what this is going to look like is, you know, really rounding out this year and this decade for that matter, on a high note, in a high vibrational way. And then just food for thought, if this is supportive for any of you. I did just book, I did just book a little time away for Kenny and I at the beginning of the year for us to do some masterminding together. And we normally don't go away. What we typically do is we do a one day or at least like 4 or 5 hours together. Either in the house or at a restaurant or something like that. So maybe one of the things that you want to do just to set yourself up is get that date in your calendar, whether it's, you know, the 3rd, the 4th, that next week, the 6th, the week of the 6th of January. I'm going to be sharing more information as the time goes on as to kind of our processes and what you can do to really set the intentions and make the plans. But for now, I want you to really focus on taking all of everything that you can out of this year. If you have any questions about this process, please feel free to shoot me a DM or post on Instagram, and I'm happy to answer it. I will also just let you know that we've got some exciting things that we do have in the works for the Feminine Collective and everything that we have going on with Heidi Stevens for the new year. There are currently, as I'm recording this, 3 spots left in the Collective Mastermind for January. This is a 6-month mastermind for a slightly more experienced woman entrepreneur. This is not for someone that's brand new, that's just kind of getting started. You have clients, you're making some money, you're making some consistent money. Typically the women in this group are making somewhere between 5 and 15 to 20-ish a month. And there's a pretty big range, but really, you know, we're diving deep on the business side, as well as just connecting and being able to share the ups, the downs, getting my eyes on your business, getting my eyes on your personal life. There's quite a bit of laser coaching and support that goes into this, as well as you receive everything that's already in the Feminine Collective portal and membership experience. So if you have questions on this, feel free to go to the website, HeidiStevens.co. You'll notice that we recently updated the website, and you'll go to the Work With Me tab. You can scroll down and get more information on how the mastermind works. Again, I'm capping this at 10 women. So right now there's only 3 spots left, and this is a 6-month commitment from January until June. It is all online based. So if you are out of Los Angeles, this is totally fine and could be a perfect fit for you. And we've got some other really cool things coming up. One of the things that I'm actually really personally excited for, just to put on your awareness, we don't have the sign up ready for it yet, but we are doing a Raise Your Vibration Challenge starting the middle of January. And we are doing this in collaboration with Plate Fit, which is a local exercise studio here. It's a vibrational studio run by one of my best friends, Rachel Bloomberg. So we're going to be doing it in collaboration with Plate Fit. It is really walking you through on a day-by-day basis everything that I know how to truly raise your vibration and raise your frequency. And the reason why you want to do that is because you want to feel better in your body, you want to feel better in your mind, you want to feel at a higher frequency and a higher vibration on a day-to-day basis, so that you have more energy to give to your clients, so that you have more energy to give to your life, and that ultimately you are able to bring more and manifest more of what you want into your world. So it's going to be a month-long challenge. I'm super excited about it. I can virtually guarantee results of you feeling better in your body if you follow this protocol. And we're going to be sharing a lot more about this in the coming weeks, especially as we round out the new year. So be on the lookout for that. Get ready to sign up and truly elevate your inner and your outer being starting the middle of January. Know that if I don't record another episode in this decade, I'm sending you so much love. I'm sending you so much light. I'm sending you and your family happy Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, all of the things, Merry everything. And I'm just truly grateful for all of you that are listening. Every single one of you, it does not go unnoticed. I see the downloads. They are growing. I'm truly grateful for every single one of you that listens. And know that as we prepare for 2020, all of you, how we can serve you, how we can support you, is first and foremost on our hearts and minds. So much love. Let me know how these processes go, and I look forward to connecting with you soon. Take good care.